The reality of the war was quite different. In letters home, much of what soldiers saw and felt was censored. The poet, who wrote during and after the war, felt a responsibility to speak on behalf of her comrades. Wilfred Owen died in the very last week of the war, in 1918, aged 25. Rupert Brooke died in Greece in 1915, at the age of 27. Anthem to Duty by Wilfred Owen. What passing bells for these who die at battle? Only the monstrous anger of the guns. Only the stuttering rifles' rapid rattle can patter out their hasty orisons. No mockeries now for them, nor prayers, nor bells, nor any voice of mourning save the choirs. The shrill, demented choirs of wailing shells and bugles calling for them from sad shires. What candles may be held to speed them all? Not in the hands of boys, but in their eyes shall shine the holy glimmers of goodbyes. The pallor of girls' brows shall be their pall, their flowers the tenderness of patient minds, and each slow dusk a drawing down of blinds.
Soldier by Rupert Brooke. If I should die in coins of Maker, that in some corner of a foreign field that is heard England, there shall be in that rich earth a richer dust concealed, a dust whom England bore, shaped, made rare, gave once her flowers to love, her ways to roam, a body of England, breathing English air, washed by the rivers, blessed by the sons of home, and think this heart, all evil shed away, a pulse in the eternal mind, no less, gives somewhere back to thoughts of my England given. Her sights and sounds, dreams, happy as her day, and laughter learned of friends, and gentleness in hearts at peace under an English heaven.